counselling is being offered to the Leeton community this morning as the search for the body of missing woman Stephanie Scott continues. Devastated friends and family last night attended a memorial outside the local high school where Ms. Scott worked, laying flowers, cards and tying balloons to the fence. Police have charged 24-year-old man Vincent Stanford, who worked as a cleaner at the school, with the murder of the 26-year-old teacher. Earlier, I spoke to New South Wales Riverina reporter Melinda Hayter. Well, Melinda Hayter, you're outside the school where Stephanie Scott worked. Can you describe to us the scene there?
Michael, it's quite overwhelming, actually. There's a sea of flowers along the front fence of the Leeton High School. There's yellow ribbons and yellow balloons that are tied to the fence. There's a banner that's tied up, and there's a large piece of cardboard that is now just chock-a-block full of messages and thanks to Stephanie Scott. It's really quite beautiful. There's still a few candles that were burning from last night's vigil, and it's a true indication, I think, of just how important Stephanie Scott was, not only to the Leeton High School community, but to the wider community as well. She appears to be someone who has touched a lot of lives.
And she was due to get married this weekend. I assume the family is finding this whole ordeal particularly difficult, and the community at large is finding it pretty tough too.
Definitely. I think everyone is still in a bit of a state of shock, particularly given that Stephanie Scott was due to get married tomorrow. You know, it's meant to be the happiest day of her life, and instead her family are now contemplating a funeral, which, you know, words just can't describe what they must be feeling at the moment. I know counselling was on offer at the school yesterday, and I've spoken to Leeton Shire Mayor Paul Masham this morning, and he's told me that counselling for the wider community will also be available today, and if residents are struggling to cope with the situation, that they are encouraged to pop into the Leeton Shire Council chambers and speak to one of the professionals that will be on deck later today.
That's New South Wales Riverina reporter Melinda Hayter.